When Michael Bloomberg becomes mayor of New York on January 1st, he'll have to restore the city's financial district and its financial health. The billionaire entrepreneur will try to apply the lessons of business to the business of urban revival, Sylvia Sansoni reports.
At Bloomberg's Park Avenue headquarters, the newsroom is buzzing with activity. Reporters are gathering financial news and data that's fed to Wall Street traders and money managers. A few blocks down the road, the company's owner, Michael Bloomberg, sits in his campaign headquarters. As he talks about his management style, Bloomberg is still very much the CEO.
You have to constantly work to remove barriers. That's one of the things that I've always focused on in my company. We don't have any private offices. I don't have one. You don't have one. We don't have any titles. I don't have one. You don't have one. Meetings, I try to keep them very short. We have a rule after 45 minutes, you have to stand.
Bloomberg says he'll apply some of those business practices to City Hall. He says he'd like to start by making city government more accessible.
Right now, if you look in the New York City phone book, there's 19 pages listed under New York City. And nobody's smart enough to find their ways through that, so that's a problem. You want to make sure people can find out what services are available and find out whether they qualify and then get those services.
20 years ago, Bloomberg was a rising star at Wall Street brokerage Solomon Brothers, but was forced out when it merged with another firm. Instead of retiring, he used his $15 million in severance pay to start a new venture, Bloomberg LP. Today, the company makes $2.5 billion in sales. But a successful businessman doesn't necessarily make a successful politician, says political commentator Fred Siegel.
In business, people may dislike you, but if you deliver shareholder value, if the company does well, you're going to be fine. In politics, if you do well but people don't like you, you're still in trouble. Bloomberg's not so much a businessman as a salesman. That may come in handy in politics. A lot of politics is selling.
It'll be a tough sell. As Bloomberg makes his pitch, the howl of police sirens is a constant reminder that the city is still on high alert.
We have got to sell to the rest of the world that New York City is still the safest big city, that we're open for business, that this is where you want to come and have your career, this is where your company can thrive like no other place.
But Bloomberg might not have the resources to make New York a safe, clean, and desirable place to live. By some estimates, the city could be $6 billion in debt next year. The new mayor can count on some federal dollars to rebuild Lower Manhattan, but critics still wonder how he'll deal with a yawning budget deficit. He's already said he doesn't want to raise taxes. Now he says he doesn't intend to make big spending cuts either.
What I will try to do is to protect the existing workforce of the city. This city, remember, delivers an amazing amount of services, and it does it very well.
Finding the money to pay for those services will be a challenge. But former Bloomberg executive Jeffrey Rothfetter says his old boss has been through adversity before.
During tougher times, like in the early 90s, when the economy was really not doing well and the business was just sort of taking off, it was remarkable to watch him in sales calls with New York companies, brokerages and places like that, that really didn't have the money to buy machines, yet they'd walk out deciding to buy machines.
Bloomberg will have to use all his powers of persuasion to stop corporations from leaving Manhattan and to get Washington to bail out a city that faces its worst financial crisis since the 1970s. Sylvia Sansoni, NPR News, New York.